T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marlins 3, Mets nothing, the final in Miami today. For the Fish, 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, they left 3. The Mets no runs, just 2 hits, no errors, they left only 1. Sandy Alcantara went the distance, he's 2-4. Noah Syndergaard, the loss, he pitched well today. Syndergaard looked good, he was efficient, throwing hard, and he's now 3-4. This game took an hour and 59 minutes, shortest game the Mets have played in more than 4 years. 15,983 watched it, as Miami is now 13-31. The Mets are 20-25. Between Syndergaard and Seth Lugo, Mets pitchers, combined for 5 strikeouts, and for every strikeout this year, the Mets Radio Network will make a donation to Cars for Kids charity. We're donating, and you should too. Donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com today. The highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. And took a while for even a base runner in this game to happen, as Sandy Alcantara retired the first 10 consecutive men that he faced before J.D. Davis singled under the glove of Brian Anderson with one out in the top of the fourth. Noah Syndergaard waited even longer to allow a base runner. He retired the first 12 men that he faced. Neil Walker was the first Marlin to reach with a leadoff base hit in the bottom of the fifth inning. So it stayed 0-0 for quite some time. It wasn't until the bottom of the sixth when Miami would get on the board. Rosel Herrera lined a double to right center field. Sandy Alcantara then, just trying to bunt Herrera over to third base, would bunt the ball past the pitcher's mound, sparking some confusion on the left side of the Mets infield. J.D. Davis was supposed to be at third base covering the play, but instead had a break for the ball. He broke late. Alcantara would get a base hit, and the Marlins would take the lead 1-0 as they went ahead on a double play ball off the bat of Curtis Granderson. But it was the double play ball that was off the bat of Robinson Cano that sparked a lot of conversation today. It happened back in the top of the fourth. After that J.D. Davis single with one out in the fourth inning, Cano was the next batter. And for all the discussion that has happened in the last couple of days about Cano and his nonchalance or his running down the first baseline, maybe not always at 100%, well, it certainly had to irk a lot of folks again when Robinson Cano dribbled a ball in front of home plate and then just stood there. First pitch. Cano bounces it right in front of home plate. It's grabbed by the catcher, Wallach, who throws to second for one. Cano is still standing at home plate. Rojas throws to first for a double play as Cano is contending with the umpire that he thought it was a foul ball. It stayed fair, and Cano never moved from the left-handed batter's box. Chad Wallach picked it up, fired to second to get the runner there, Davis, and Cano still, as that was unfolding, remained in the home plate area. And for the Mets, that's how it went today. Robinson Cano did not run once again, and a double play happened there. It happened in the seventh after J.D. Davis singled again. Cano bounced into a double play, and it happened in the eighth, and the Mets finally had two men on with one out, and Dominic Smith hit into an inning-ending double play. 3 double plays to help Sandy Alcantara along today, as this game stayed scoreless all the way until the sixth on the aforementioned double play ball off the bat of Granderson that brought home Rosel Herrera. Neil Walker would then double to begin the bottom of the seventh. Starlin Castro moved him with a ground out, sending Walker to third base, and Miguel Rojas would extend the Marlin lead. 1 ball and no strikes on the right-handed batting Rojas. Pitch. Rojas to high fly to center. Lagares is right where he needs to be. Comes in a couple of steps, makes the catch. Tagging from third, Walker. Lagares throws home. Nito takes the throw, reaches for the tag, and he's safe. Walker scores on a sack fly. And it was 2-0 Miami at that point as the Marlins extended their lead. And for the Miami Marlins, really all the runs they would need coming on balls that were hit into outs. Granderson's double play ball. And then that sack fly from Miguel Rojas to make it 2-0. But Miami would flex their muscle in the bottom of the eighth, such as it were, when Curtis Granderson would bat against Seth Lugo with one out.
The 1-2. Swing and a drive, well hit to right. Back goes Nimmo, it's over his head, and it is over the wall for a home run. A line drive home run for Curtis Granderson. And so much for getting the Mets back into the dugout, down 2-0. Granderson has hit his fifth home run of the year, and the Marlins now lead 3-0.
First time Granderson has homered against the Mets since 2012. Obviously spent a lot of time with the Mets in the years after that. And that home run to make it 3-0 Miami will make that the Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. Of course, as Granderson rounded the bases, no Met was able to do that today or yesterday. But for every home run the Mets hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. For the Marlins, Sandy Alcantara allowed to finish this game. It was Jose Ureña who threw the last Marlin complete game last year. It was the only one by a Marlin. And Alcantara, with a pitch count that remained under 90 throughout the afternoon, of course got the double play ball off the bat of Dom Smith that helped him out of an eighth-inning jam, really the only sign of trouble for Alcantara in this game. And no such trouble in the top of the ninth. Ahmed Rosario struck out. Wilson Ramos popped out. And it was Jeff McNeil, the last hope for the Mets this afternoon.
Now Alcantara with a glove in front of his face. Left leg kick, first pitch. Fastball driven towards left center. Back goes Granderson. He's there, and he makes the two-hand catch. The ball game is over. The Miami Marlins have swept the three-game series from the New York Mets, who clearly have reached a crossroads. For Sandy Alcantara, his first Major League complete game, and he barely worked up a sweat.
89 pitches for Alcantara. He painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. 3-0 Miami would be the final.